Do your best, but don't stress the rest. It is out of your control, but in his. Be as wise and savvy as you can about sourcing pure foods, but don't obsess and destroy the joy in your journey. We have heard from thousands and thousands of mamas whose health has miraculously turned around on Trim Healthy Mama with only regular grocery store foods. Their blood sugars balanced, their weight dropped, and their bodies healed. Tight budget idea menu. Day 1. Breakfast. S. Strawberry cheesecake shake, using 1/4 cup extra cottage cheese if budget does not allow for whey protein. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and thin thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. E. Bean Boss soup. Quick single soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Wasa or Ryvita crackers with a thin smear of butter, up to 1 teaspoon. Dinner. S. Cab and sauce skillet. Family skillet meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Optional deviled eggs on the side and or a side salad with olive oil and vinegar. Day 2. Breakfast. S. Fried eggs with diced yellow squash. Lunch. S. Heavy S salad in a jar. You can make fresh for your plate if you prefer. Quick single salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. E. Cheapskate soup. Family soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Day 3. Breakfast. E. Pineapple upside down cake. No special ingredients version. Quick single serve cakes chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Jiggle girt. Sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. S. Bread in a mug pizza, made with bread-in-a-mug dough spread out into the size of a personal pizza crust, topped with your choice of budget-friendly toppings. Bread and pizza crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Side salad. Dinner. S. Pot sticker patties. Extra skillet stuff chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Steamed or roasted cauliflower with butter and seasonings. Side salad with oil and vinegar. Day 4. Breakfast. E. Cooked oatmeal, diced apple, jiggle girt. Sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. E. Cream of sweet stuff soup. Quick single soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. S. Egg roll in a bowl. Family skillet meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Or you can find the recipe on Pinterest. Day 5. Breakfast. FP. Large egg white omelet with onion, spinach, and tomato, and a garnish amount of grated part-skim mozzarella. Lunch. E. Trim Healthy Pancakes. Pancakes, donuts, crepes, and waffles chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Serving of fruit or berries if desired. Dinner. S. Ridiculous meatballs and spaghetti. Crockpot meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Zucchini noodles. Day 6. Breakfast. E. Cooked oatmeal. Frozen berries. Jiggle girt. Sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. S. Bread in a mug tuna sandwich. The tuna mixed with diced celery and mayo using bread in a mug. Breads and pizza crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner. S. BLT frittata. Family skillet meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Steamed cauliflower with butter and seasonings. Side salad. Day 7. Breakfast. E. Bust a myth banana cake. Family cakes chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch. S. Large salad with canned tuna or a salmon pouch as protein and half an avocado. Dinner. S. Bangin' ranch drums. Oven-baked or roasted meats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Buttered, canned, or frozen green beans. Snack ideas for the week. Fruit and low-fat cottage cheese or jiggle girt. Sweet Bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Celery and peanut butter. Boiled eggs. Cheese and peanuts. Peanuts are the cheapest nuts. Deli meat and cheese wrapped in lettuce. Any popsicle or slushy in the Frozen Treats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Since these are mainly ice, they are very budget-friendly. Skinny chocolate. Candies and bars chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Chapter 22. Heads Up, Working Mamas. The title for this chapter does not mean stay-at-home moms do not work. We can vouch that, oh yes indeedy, we do. But this chapter is for our mamas who work outside the home. Being away from your kitchen during meal and snack times has its challenges, but staying smartly on plan is very doable. While we still consider ourselves stay-at-home mamas, these days our workload with Trim Healthy Mama sometimes has us out of the home during the day more often than we'd like. Packed lunches and snacks are part of our life now, too. Oh, how we love to come home to our crockpots on those days. Thousands of mamas have had success on plan working full-time outside of the home. It just takes a little prepping and a little planning. You can grab super quick breakfasts as you run out the door, pack easy lunches and snacks the night before, and come home to simple, no-fuss meals or the aroma of a hearty meal simmering in the slow cooker. You can even still eat out for lunch sometimes using the ideas from Chapter 15, Eating Out, but don't leave all your meals to a restaurant. You'll have the most success if you do some prepping, too. The ideas we'll discuss here can also be very handy in helping your husband stay on plan while he is at work, if you are packing lunch for him to help him stay on plan. Get prepping. It's a great idea to use one of your days off, usually a Sunday afternoon, to prep for the upcoming work week. Bake a chicken or two, or buy a couple rotisserie chickens and separate the meat into light and dark for your various S, E, and FP needs throughout the week. Cut up lots of veggies and make your favorite versions of salad in a jar from the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Try the giant blueberry baked pancake recipe, pancakes, donuts, crepes, and waffles chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Cut into slices and they'll be ready to go for a quick breakfast. Our Sweet Dreams oatmeal and crockpot oatmeal recipes in the Good Morning Grains chapter of our cookbook are prepped the night before, so all you have to do in the morning is eat, or heat and eat. Fix a batch of mufflets for another breakfast option. Good Morning Eggs chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. They are a delicious, protein-rich cross between an omelet and a muffin, and they freeze well, or you can leave them in the fridge for a few days to just grab. Prep some slow cooker meals and put them in gallon-size zip-top bags, then into the freezer they go. You'll defrost your chosen meal in the fridge overnight, then plop it in the crock pot before you leave for work. It will cook while you are away, and you'll come back to a much more stress-free evening. The menu that's coming up uses crockpot meals for 5 of the 7 days. For the other 2 days, presumably your weekend, we use 2 quick meals from our Family Skillet Meals chapter in the Companion Cookbook. They are quick, no-fuss meals that are sure to please the whole family. Working Mama Idea Menu. Day 1. Breakfast. S. Mufflets. Good Morning Eggs chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. S. Heavy or Deep S Salad in a Jar. Quick Single Salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. E. Wicked White Chili. Crockpot Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 2. Breakfast. E. Giant Blueberry Baked Pancake. Pancakes, Donuts, Crepes, and Waffles chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Greek Yogurt or Jiggle Gurt. Sweet Bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. S. Egg salad stuffed in a Joseph's pita, celery stuffed with peanut butter, or use peanut junky butter instead. Condiments and extras chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. S. Smarty Pants Stroganoff. Crockpot meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 3. Breakfast. S. Mufflets. Good Morning Eggs chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. E. E-Salad in a Jar. Quick Single Salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. S. Ridiculous Meatballs and Spaghetti. Crockpot Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 4. Breakfast. FP. Big Boy Smoothie. Shakes, Smoothies, Frappas, and Thin Thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. E. Sprouted bread with lean meats and veggies, or use Southwestern pan bread from the Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook for the bread. 00 Greek yogurt or jiggle gurt. Sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. S. Whatcha want Mexican chicken with grated cheese and sour cream. Crockpot meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 5. Breakfast. FP. Sweet Dreams Cookie Bowl Oatmeal. Good Morning Grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. S. Egg salad stuffed in a Joseph's pita. Celery stuffed with peanut butter. Dinner. E. Wipe Your Mouth BBQ on Sprouted Rolls or Bread. Crockpot Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 6. Breakfast. S. Bacon and Eggs. Lunch. E. Leftover Wipe Your Mouth BBQ with Brown Rice and Cucumber Slices. Dinner. S. Reuben in a Bowl. Family Skillet Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Day 7. Breakfast. E. Orange Creamsicle Shake. Shakes, Smoothies, Frappas, and Thin Thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. E. Personal Pizza Made with Perfect Pizza Crust. Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. S. Taco Time. Family Skillet Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Snack ideas for the week. Apple and part skim cheese stick. No sugar added beef jerky. Babybel cheese and a handful of nuts. Salmon mousse and celery sticks or cucumber slices. Crackers, chips, and dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Any leftovers from evening meal. Deli meat slices. Berries and Greek yogurt or 00 Greek yogurt or jiggle gurt. Sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Any swirl, mousse, or pudding from the sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Any chip or cracker from the crackers, chips, and dips chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Any frozen treat from the frozen treats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook, or plan-approved store-bought ice cream such as Enlightened brand that does not contain sugar. Chapter 23. Heads Up, Pregnant and Nursing Mamas. What a beautiful honor to nurture new life from within your body. Whether your precious miracle is growing within you or has graduated to your arms and breasts, this special undertaking requires a new level of responsibility and dense nutrition. The mama, in Trim Healthy Mama, refers to all women in any season of life, but thankfully it also embraces the literal mama, the one growing and nurturing life. Most diet plans abandon pregnant and nursing women, but we believe that if a way of eating is not sustainable during these physically demanding times, then it shouldn't stand up for the long haul either. Pregnancy and nursing are a true litmus test for any diet. The Trim Healthy Mama plan rises to the challenge and meets the rigorous demands. With all food groups included, and each meal strongly anchored around protein, the THM eating plan has its duckies in a row as far as solid nutrition for the growth and the healthy blossoming of both mama and baby. Your unique needs. First, let us be clear. You should not try to make pregnancy a time for focusing on weight loss. Baby is more important and should be your focus rather than fretting the pounds right now. Trim Healthy Mama will help you gain a healthy amount of pregnancy weight. What it won't do is promote needless fat gain, which brings no further health benefits to you or your baby. Both pregnancy and nursing can cause you to feel like your hunger is sometimes out of control. Some days you might be ravenous, but thankfully, some will be more settled. Both are okay, so just flow with the changes. The generous superfood fats in S meals and the blood sugar-friendly carbohydrates in E meals provide a balance of healthy, nutrient-dense fuel. Eating plentiful amounts of scrumptiously cooked non-starchy veggies, leafy green salads, or color-rich berries to round out each meal tucks you and baby soundly into a nutritional bedrock. No worries for nourishment here, but there are a few tweaks we want to give you to make your journey through these seasons even more grounded, gentle, and comforting. You'll be including some crossovers and S helpers along with your core S and E meals, so make sure to give those chapters a little refresher. Serene chats. Halfway through the writing of this book, I was thrilled to discover I was pregnant with my 8th biological baby. Pearl wanted me to tackle the majority of this chapter, since I'm going through this with you. This will be my 3rd Trim Healthy Mama pregnancy, and the positive differences between these and my other 5 pregnancies continue to bless my socks off. Certain issues that afflicted me in my previous pregnancies, such as chronic yeast infections, are simply not there. Nada. I wish I could tell you I no longer experience any nausea in the first trimester, but that wouldn't be true. I do have some tips, though, on how to get through that first 12 to 14 weeks without completely making a nutritional mess of things. Between the two of us, Pearl and I have had 13 full-term pregnancies and nursed each of those babies. I was also able to nurse one of my adopted babies, so make that 14 little nurslings for a combined 22 years of milk-making. Both Pearl and I know all too well the crazy cravings, the morning sickness, make that 24-hour sickness, the sleepless nights and fatigue, the insatiable nursing snackies, and the round-the-clock, gorgeous little barracudas that are always at the tap. Let's tackle some of these issues. Cravings, cravings. I get it. Healthy foods you normally love when not pregnant are suddenly revolting, right? Everything makes you feel like throwing up, except maybe one weird, quirky thing. As long as that strange craving is healthy, not Cheetos, and not spiking your blood sugar levels, then have at it, for survival. This first trimester will soon pass. In my last pregnancy, I craved foods like hearty meatloaf and buttery veggies, and didn't care much for fruit. In this pregnancy, I can barely tolerate meat, and I want to eat oranges all day. What's a girl to do with these strange cravings and aversions? Well, I have tried it both ways, and I've figured something out. Completely giving in to all pregnancy whims will backfire on you. I'm thoroughly enjoying oranges, but I've realized that eating them all day without enough protein is silly and hazardous to my blood sugar levels. I'd end up back with those annoying yeast infections if I gave in completely to the cravings. Oranges may be healthy, but there is such a thing as too much of a good thing, Serene. Elevated blood sugar levels are known to be a cause of miscarriage, pregnancy health issues, and even birth defects. As you know from previous chapters, you can get elevated blood sugars without eating actual sugar. Keeping this knowledge in mind, I enjoy one orange for a snack and make sure to eat some protein with it. Maybe I'll have another for a dessert, but shoveling orange after orange into my mouth all day long just because I'm craving them ain't a smart move. I've also been curbing my citrus cravings by sipping on the singing canary. I opt to leave out the essential oil drops in that recipe while I'm pregnant, just to be on the safe side. I'm working through my aversion to meat by including lots of salmon and Greek yogurt, because I can still tolerate those, and am getting protein in other ways, including by adding collagen and gelatin to my shakes, hot drinks, and whips. And of course, Pristine Whey protein powder is a quick and easy protein source. Whole sources of protein are so important, I know, so I have not forsaken meat altogether. I'm trying to get in little amounts here and there until my regular appetite returns. In my first couple of pregnancies, I would cave in to cravings for Taco Bell in the first trimester when nothing else sounded edible. But I made a discovery. I would eat the forbidden meal, yet would still feel sick afterward. I would eat something healthy and feel sick afterward. The junk food that I craved did not help the sickness. The healthy food made me feel good about my pregnancy, even though I still suffered with ickiness. The junk food made me feel out of control about my health and weight and worry about the baby. The good food choice helped sustain my energy, but the poor choice drained me even more than the already drained feeling of the initial first trimester. Do your best to stick to on-plan foods, even if you cannot perfectly keep to meal timing, because those wild cravings for potato chips you think might help probably won't. Those foods will just bite back all the more. Yes, the first trimester is the hardest. You will not be able to be perfect. You'll slip now and then, or more than now and then, and crave ridiculous things, and maybe give in sometimes. But don't throw your whole first trimester away even if you slip up multiple times. Endeavor to do your best in all trimesters even if you mess up. Make a healthier choice for you and your baby in your very next meal. Give yourself grace, but don't throw in that towel. Things should get better after the 12 to 14 week mark, and keeping to plan won't seem as daunting a task then. Snacking. If you have to eat before the recommended 3-hour mark, that is perfectly okay, but don't graze all day. Your baby may be having a growth spurt, or your milk supply may need to build up to compete with new demands, so it is natural to sometimes have to eat before 3 hours have passed. Waiting too long to eat during the first trimester can make nausea worse. This doesn't mean you shovel something in your mouth every half hour, but eating a protein-based snack every 2 to 3 hours does usually help. Make sure you are always well hydrated. If it is not nausea bothering you but hunger, do a drink test to check for real hunger. True hunger, brought on by the demands of a baby, is different from mind hunger that tells you to eat just because you wanna. When hunger strikes and it is obviously too early to eat again, grab a nice glass of pure water or carbonated water laced with lemon or one of our all-day sipper drinks. Or try an iced or hot tea or trimacino. If that doesn't do the trick and you are still truly hungry, then you do need to furnish your body and the growth of your baby and or milk supply with proper sustenance. Most of us pregnant and nursing mamas will also want a little protein-rich snack before bed, while late-night snacking for those not nursing or pregnant is not usually necessary. Fuel pull snacks and desserts are excellent at providing a lighter caloric balance to these seasons of constant hunger. We preggy and milk-making mamas need our main meals to provide solid fuel, ample protein, and concentrated nutrition, but there is room for the trimming talent of fuel pulls between meals and afterwards for desserts. Used in this way, fuel pulls can be an extra tool to help you control excess weight gain during pregnancy and help gently lose that weight while nursing. You can still enjoy some S&E snacks and desserts, but don't neglect these recipes from our cookbook. Tummy tucking ice cream, tummy spa ice cream, cottage berry whip or collagen berry whip, thin thicks and baby fraps, other fuel pull options like Swiss crackers, crunkers, Mad Melbas, and crunch puffs from the crackers, chips, and dips chapter, and Wonder Wraps stuffed with lean chicken and a sprinkle of Parmesan cheese. These are just a few ideas for fuel pull slim-friendly snacks that can help you out when the ravenous snackies of growing a baby keep knocking. But caution. If you are a mama who struggles to put on 20 pounds during pregnancy or who can't keep weight on during nursing, limit fuel pull snacks and rely on denser fare. Make every snack either a crossover or an S or an E. Safe weight gain. A nice 20 to 30 pound weight gain is a sensible goal if you are starting your THM pregnancy already at or close to goal weight. This amount of weight will support your baby, but will help prevent pregnancy problems such as preeclampsia and high blood pressure. It won't make it difficult for you to get back into your pre-preggy genes. But of course, we are all different. For some, a 35-pound pregnancy is fantastic if the usual gain is 60 pounds. Your journey will be unique, and we don't want to push hard numbers on you and squish any pregnancy joy. If you start a pregnancy well above your healthiest weight, you do not have to gain a certain number of pounds. Your weight may not climb much at all on the scale, but if you nourish your pregnancy the THM way, your baby will still grow healthfully while your own body fat diminishes. Get your crossies in. If you start your pregnancy at a healthy weight, you'll want to include plenty of crossovers as well as some core S&D meals, depending on how your body responds weight-wise. If you are not gaining enough weight, you'll need to up the frequency of those crossovers. Some of our high-metabolism mamas will need to make every meal in their pregnancy tandem-fueled. If the scale goes up too quickly, pull crossies back a little, but don't stop them altogether. I have at least one crossover per day while pregnant, but I don't follow any strict rules on this. Some days I crossover all day, and other days I eat more S&Es than crossovers. I try to tune into my body as it lets me know what it needs. Even if you are starting your THM pregnancy significantly overweight, crossovers can still play a part in your pregnancy. There is nothing wrong with focusing more on the core S&E meals, since they offer your body all the nutrients it needs, but don't ditch crossovers altogether. Smatter a few here and there during your week. This way, your body won't feel stressed by having to always seek out more fuel once it has burned through only one main fuel in your meal. A basic suggestion is to include 4 crossover meals per week, even if you are carrying extra weight while starting your pregnancy. Nourish deeply with your fats, but don't forget your lighter meals, too. Keep juggling those fuels between S and E and a few crossies. Fuel pull snacks are fine, but we don't want our pregnant or nursing women eating many fuel pull meals. If you are exclusively nursing your baby, you'll also want to include some crossovers along with regular S&E meals. S&E meals alone do contribute to rich milk, but, similar to pregnancy, nursing is a time of extra demand on your body. You don't want to stress your body by not offering both fat and carbs in the same meal a few times per week, even if you have weight to lose. Quinoa and oatmeal both promote a good milk supply, so enjoy them as pure E-meals and also as crossovers. If you are nursing but your baby has started eating some solids, crossovers are not quite as necessary, but be sure to still enjoy a couple per week. Remember, crossovers are not cheats. They are protein-centered meals with safe carb amounts and luscious fats. It is very important to stabilize your blood sugar during pregnancy. Getting pregnant and then using it as a reason to go off plan and just eat anything can be hazardous to your own body and the health of your baby. Spiking your blood sugar levels is one of the fastest ways of aging internally and externally. While pregnant, your baby, and especially his or her brain development, can be adversely affected by dangerously high sugar levels. Crossovers will negate that risk, yet still give you plenty of tandem fuels to gain healthy pregnancy weight. Cross with easy burning fats. Here's a great tip for adding crossovers without too much weight gain. Have more crossover meals containing easy burning fats. Coconut oil, red palm oil, butter, olive oil, and avocados are more weight-friendly than cheese, cream, especially the pasteurized versions, and heavy nut consumption. This is not a warning to steer clear of those other fats, just a little helpful tweak. Enjoy liberal coconut oil or butter on your sweet potatoes instead of a cheesy crossover. Pop a couple skinny chocolates in your mouth after your E-meal instead of a dessert made with cream cheese. Don't make yourself miserable avoiding the fats that promote less weight loss, but do be mindful that every crossover needn't contain them. Balance is a beautiful thing. Beware of crossies in a rut. If you do have a weight issue while pregnant or nursing, you'll still need your pure E meals in the mix to change up the caloric load and rev your metabolism. It is not a wise approach to eat constant S meals, then splurge on a complete cheat meal, then go back to regular S meals. E foods contain important nutrients that both you and your baby need. Replacing those well-needed E meals with sugar or refined starches leaves you and your baby depleted. It is also another weight trap to go back and forth between S meals and crossovers. Your trim will happen best when pure E meals are included. If you don't feel filled up enough after an e-meal, finish your meal by blending a glass of unsweetened almond, coconut, or cashew milk with 1 to 2 tablespoons of whey protein or 1 tablespoon integral collagen, sweetened to your liking with an on-plan sweetener. You can always add cocoa to make that an easy chocolate milk. Yum. Or tag on a nourishing Thin Thick found in the Shakes, Smoothies, Frappes, and Thin Thicks chapter of the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Ain't nobody going to be hungry after one of those thickies. Gestational diabetes. During pregnancy, you are naturally more insulin resistant and subsequently are more easily affected by foods that offer your body the fuel of glucose. This is a natural consequence of your body sparing sugar for the baby's rapid growth. Mamas who are already insulin resistant from the ravages of a normal high sugar diet might find their prediabetes catapulted into gestational diabetes by the added insulin resistance of pregnancy. Incredibly, we've heard from so many women who had previous pregnancies with gestational diabetes, but the next time were able to avoid it and have a healthier pregnancy eating the THM way. It's all about getting your blood sugar stable in each and every meal. If you suffer from gestational diabetes, you may have a harder time with pure e-meals. If you find yourself unable to handle e-meals and many crossovers cause too much weight gain for you, try the following ideas. 1. Eat your carbs as S-helper meals. This is not a good long-term option as you are still constantly in an S-fuel state and your metabolism needs change. Using S-helpers to adjust to e-meals in the beginning and then smattering them into your fuel juggle is the balanced, no-rut approach for your particular season. 2. Use only slow-burning carbs rather than higher glycemic ones. Choose quinoa over rice and an apple over pineapple. Our Trim Healthy pancakes are an extremely gentle E option. Chana dal soup should be an extremely kind E meal to your blood sugar. 3. Take advantage of Glooky's ability to lower blood sugar. Make a Glooky gravy to top your grain dish or sweet potato. Add a half teaspoon of Glooky to an orange cream shake to slow the rush from your added fruit. Eat a light Glooky pudding snack before an e-meal to help the glucose absorb at a slower pace. Add Glooky to your lentil or golden chana soup for thickening, or make pancake syrup with Glooky to cover your sprouted French toast. 4. Learn to use okra. It can be a pregnant mama's best friend. If you are saying, "Oh, gross," hold on a minute, because okra can be fantastically delicious depending on how you use it. Okra is an amazing vegetable that helps put the brakes on accelerating blood sugar. Including it frequently can help your body respond better to carbs. It is super high in folic acid, which is important for preventing birth defects. Okra also boasts high amounts of the B-complex vitamin group, as well as vitamins K, A, and C, iron, calcium, manganese, and magnesium, all of which are important during pregnancy. Check out Chapter 17, Affordable Superfoods, for more information about okra, and try some of our many recipes using it in our THM Companion Cookbook. Yes to exercise, no to overdoing it. Exercise can help energize you, release stress, keep you stronger for the challenges of pregnancy, birth, and nursing, and keep you from being a couch potato, which is never healthy. Of course, there are many scientific reasons behind the benefits of exercise and its positive effects on pregnancy and postpartum, but our chief concern is not to promote more exercise here. It is to warn you against over-exercise in this season. Waking up at 5 when you have nursed all night to fit in your must-do kickboxing or spin class is counterproductive to your physical and emotional health goals. It is not respecting your body or this beautiful season. If you set the alarm for an hour of gut-bustingness when your body is desperate for rest, your body will feel the added stress, release catabolic cortisol, break down your muscle, slow your metabolism, and possibly store fat rather than release it. When you are pouring so much of your body's energy reserves into supporting your baby nutritionally and physically, you really, really need to be diligent about paying attention to your body's signals to slow down. You are expending a lot, and don't have room for over-exercise neurosis. Just because it is your weightlifting Wednesday doesn't mean you need to robotically tick the box and get her done when your body and baby need you to take a nap that afternoon instead. Many times over, we have seen these very precious seasons sabotaged by the abuse of doing too much. I have been guilty of this myself. Don't be a lazy mama who needs a good kick in her rear, but be wary of the opposite extreme of pushing your limits. Check out our Trim Healthy Mama Work-Ins DVD if you want to exercise safely with us. Stressin' over sweeteners. I am extremely comfortable using stevia during my pregnancies. In fact, I have either been pregnant or nursing for my entire Trim Healthy Mama journey. This is my third pregnancy in which I have been sweetening with stevia. I don't have a huge sweet tooth, so a dunk or two of stevia in my treats or drinks does not concern me at all. I don't urge all women to do the same, but after in-depth research, conversations with several doctors, and my own experience, I have total peace about it. My own midwife, who has delivered hundreds of babies, has no problem with me or any of her mamas using stevia. She enjoys it in her own treats. If you have concerns, please talk with your doctor or go through Chapter 13, Sweet Mama, where we have addressed some of the issues that come up when stevia is mentioned. In the end, it must be your decision, and we want you to feel comfortable and at peace in your Trim Healthy pregnancy. If you can't shake off concerns, no matter what the studies or people say, then you can sweeten your THM life with some of the other healthy options we advise. Pregnancy is not a time to stress over issues. Use a little raw honey or coconut sugar if they fit better with your approach, but please be aware that although considered natural, higher glycemic sweeteners like these do impact your blood sugar. We cannot in good conscience give you license to get liberal with them. It is an undisputed fact that elevated blood sugar is harmful to your pregnancy, so keep these sweeteners to smaller amounts, especially if you have any signs of gestational diabetes. A healthy set of coconuts. Breast milk is the only edible source of MCTs, middle chain triglycerides, in nature, with the exception of tropical oils or the small amounts in goat's milk. Breast milk should be rich in these immune-defending, disease-fighting, brain-feeding, and energy-rich fatty acids. Sadly, due to our modern depleted diets, studies show that breast milk is often a very poor source of MCT for a needy baby. Thankfully, that can be easily remedied by incorporating into your diet foods that are rich in MCTs, such as coconut oil, and products made with its meat or milk. Another option is MCT oil itself, which is made by isolating just these middle-chain fatty acids from coconut oil and palm oils. When a mama's breast milk is lacking in MCTs, the baby may not be as sufficiently nourished as he or she could be, and may become more vulnerable to infectious diseases and viruses. A diet lacking in MCTs causes the mammary glands to only be able to produce 3% lauric acid and 1% capric acid. Baby will miss out on the wonderful antiviral, antimicrobial, antifungal, antiprotozoal, and brain-nourishing benefits of these immune-enhancing substances. The good news is that you can positively alter the fat composition of your breast milk. High five to Trim Healthy Nursers. We can potentially raise the percentage in our breast milk from meager single digits to about 18% MCTs by frequently supplementing with yummy goodies like skinny chocolate. A 1998 study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition revealed that it is possible to shift lauric acid levels in breast milk from a low 3% to almost 10% only 14 hours later. Women who consumed coconut oil in this study had their breast milk tested, and it was found that 3 tablespoons of coconut oil in just one meal gave their breast milk a threefold boost. In an article entitled Coconut Oil and Medium-Chain Triglycerides, Dr. Bruce Fife suggests that with frequent intake of coconut oil over time, it is likely a woman may be able to increase her breast milk's lauric acid levels to an incredibly health-boosting 18%. Supplementing with therapeutic-grade 100% MCT oil can bring up your levels of the smaller-chained capric and medium-chain caprylic acids extremely quickly, and this oil does not have a coconutty taste, which is a boon sometimes. MCT oil is highly antimicrobial and antiviral and provides immediate energy, delivered faster than glucose and without sugar's detrimental effects. Start slowly with 1 teaspoon at a time, as it is very potent and can result in diarrhea if you use too much too soon. Your body will gradually be able to handle more with time. You can hear more about MCT oil in Chapter 18, Specialty Food Stars. It does not replace coconut oil in your diet, but it can be a great addition. To boost your milk supply with lauric acid, which is a slightly longer middle-chain fatty acid and a potent and powerful immune booster, dig into virgin coconut oil or the nut itself. Our recipes for skinny chocolate and skinny chocolate truffles will help with this in the yummiest of ways. Be liberal with treats made with shredded coconut during pregnancy and the nursing season to provide immune protection and vital brain nourishment for your baby. Coconut chips are a good addiction for a pregnant or nursing mama to have. We have a wonderful recipe for those in the companion cookbook called Savory Crispy Addictions, Crackers, Chips, and Dips chapter. Cream up your hot chocolates, chais, or coffee Trimacino style with MCT oil or coconut oil. You can choose to cross over the superfood way by drizzling generous virgin coconut oil over a gooey, caramelized baked sweet potato. Yum! Happy baby making and milking. The best chunk of wisdom Pearl and I can give you at this time is to embrace this season with wholehearted, dive-in-deep gratitude and gusto. Enjoy the wild ride. It is precious and ends all too soon. Pregnant and Nursing Idea Menu. Day 1. Breakfast. XO. 2 eggs any style on 1 piece of buttered, sprouted, or artisan sourdough toast. Either store-bought or homemade. Refer to the Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. 1 whole orange. Hot Chocolate Trimmy. Hot Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. S. Superfood Loaded Salad. Quick Single Salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Beauty Milk. More Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. SH. Cilantro Lime Burst Chicken. Crockpot Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. 1/2 cup cooked quinoa. Day 2. Breakfast. E. Creamy Grains. Good Morning Grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. S. Cream of Mushroom Soup. Quick Single Soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Swiss Bread with Butter. Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Optional Salted Sliced Cucumber. Dinner. XO. Cab and Sauce Skillet. Family Skillet Meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. 3/4 cup cooked quinoa. Day 3. Breakfast. S. Bacon and Eggs. Healing Trimmy. Decaf if desired. Hot Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. E. Waldorf Cottage Cheese Salad. Quick Single Salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Swiss Bread with 1 teaspoon butter. Breads and Pizza Crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Dinner. S. Cornbread Crusted Mexican Pie. Oven Dishes chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Side Salad. Steamed Broccoli with Butter. Day 4. Breakfast. XO. Apple Cinnamon Crockpot Oatmeal with Cream, Butter, or Coconut Oil. Good Morning Grains chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Collagen Tea. Hot Drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Lunch. S. Leftover Cornbread Crusted Mexican Pie. Side Salad. Dinner. S. Crispy Lickin' Chicken. Oven Baked or Roasted Meats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama Cookbook. Green Beans. Optional Side Salad. Day 5. Breakfast. E. Leftover apple cinnamon crockpot oatmeal, reheated with unsweetened almond or cashew milk. Healing Trimmy Light, decaf if desired. Hot drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch, S. Superfood loaded salad. Quick single salads chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner, XO. Sweet potato bar. Oven-baked or roasted meats in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook, crossed over with butter or coconut oil. Day 6. Breakfast, E. Trim Healthy Pancakes. Pancakes, donuts, crepes, and waffles chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook, with 0% Greek yogurt and berries or fruit. Collagen tea. Hot drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch, XO. Egg salad made with whole eggs and full-fat mayo on 2 pieces sprouted or sourdough bread. Celery stuffed with peanut butter. Dinner, S. Super salmon patties. Extra skillet stuff chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Side salad. Steamed and buttered yellow squash. Day 7. Breakfast, S. Cheese and spinach stuffed omelet. Healing Trimmy. Decaf if desired. Hot drinks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Lunch, S. Just like Campbell's tomato soup. Quick single soups chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Grilled cheese on Swiss bread. Breads and pizza crusts chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Dinner, XO or E. Wicked white chili. Crockpot meals chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. With sour cream and grated cheese if desiring a crossover. Snack ideas for the week. Celery or apple with nut butters. Fruit and cottage cheese. Wasa or Rye Vita crackers with Laughing Cow Creamy Light Swiss cheese wedges or Laughing Mama cheese. Condiments and extras chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Cubed cheese and nuts. Greek yogurt and berries. BBBB Thin Thick, or any other Thin Thick shake or smoothie. Shakes, smoothies, frappas, and Thin Thicks chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Any single serve muffin. Quick single muffins chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Any muffin from the Family Muffins chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Avo cream pudding or chia pud. Sweet bowls chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Cottage berry whip. Collagen berry whip, or tummy spa ice cream. Frozen treats chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Skinny chocolate truffles, or superfood chews. Candies and bars chapter in the Trim Healthy Mama cookbook. Chapter 24. Heads up, turtle losers. With fuel cycle information. Do you feel like you are doing everything right, yet still the pounds won't budge? Let's help you troubleshoot to make sure you are not unknowingly sabotaging yourself. But sometimes, even if you are doing everything right, your body has some healing to do, and that takes time. Stephanie and her husband have been missionaries in Mexico and Puerto Rico for the last 16 years. She started Trim Healthy Mama after a lifetime of dieting, taking off, then putting back on the same 50 pounds. She'd suffered with a thyroid condition since the age of 14 and PCOS since her early 20s. Not surprisingly, her metabolism was completely broken when she began THM. In fact, once Stephanie started Trim Healthy Mama, she did not lose 1 pound, not even an inch, for 4 months. She continued on, enjoying her food, realizing she was feeling a lot better, and that was a victory. Due to her past low-carb dieting habits, she was terrified of carbs at first, but slowly began tuning in to her body. She started nourishing herself with both S and E meals, and, when the scale remained on the same number, reminded herself that her journey was no longer about the weight so much as the health. After the 4-month mark, Stephanie ever so slowly began dropping pounds. She is now down 40 pounds after close to 2 years on the plan. Her husband joined her and has dropped significant weight, too. To some people, 40 pounds may seem like slow loss in that length of time, but to Stephanie, it is a huge accomplishment. She did it without having to starve herself or remove whole food groups as she had done her entire life. What would have happened if she'd given up mad and frustrated because the plan hadn't appeared to be working? Her only alternative would have been to go back to the diet extremes that had ruined her metabolism, or to give up and adopt an "I don't care, so I may as well eat whatever" diet and gain more weight. Stephanie is not at her goal weight yet, but she happily continues in the right direction and encourages other slow losers not to quit. Take a page from Stephanie's book and hang in there. Don't quit if pounds are slow to move or won't move at all. Your journey may be painstakingly slower than others, and it is difficult to struggle while watching your friends start the plan and lose weight quickly. But your journey is your own. You can still enjoy it, even if you are carrying stubborn postmenopausal, hypothyroid, or severe insulin-resistant weight. The turtle might have been slower, but he crossed the finish line, didn't he? Hopefully, some of the tips and tweaks we'll give you here can help. Are you really a turtle? Let's clear something up first. Don't automatically label yourself a turtle if you are losing on average about a half pound to a pound per week. At that rate, you are not a stubborn loser and probably don't need to do anything different on plan than what you are already doing. If your weight loss stalls for a week or two, or even a month or two, don't freak out. The body often takes breaks from losing weight, especially after each 20-pound loss or so. This also doesn't mean you are a stubborn loser. It is quite normal. Your liver has to work extra hard eliminating toxins as fat is released. Including collagen and gelatin into your diet can help it stand up under the pressure. But remember, your liver needs some downtime too. Let's not expect it to be a super organ that never tires. Gently does it. If you are coming to the Trim Healthy Mama plan from any sort of extreme diet, shift your focus from the scale for a month or two. Many mamas arrive on THM's door bone weary, in many cases having been diagnosed with adrenal fatigue like adrenal splat Pat, whom we met in Chapter 1. Their nerves, hormones, and metabolisms are suffering after long years of harsh treatment from obsessive calorie counting or long-term fat or carb restriction and/or overexercising. It is possible that at first your body may even want to store as it heals. Your scale may go up just a bit, since your body may want to cling to every nutrient and bit of nourishment that it's offered after having been deprived for too long. If tiny gains on the scale throw you into a tailspin, simply focus on nourishing and fueling your body these first few weeks or even months. Remember, you're fueling your metabolism. You want to help it heal and get stoked up hot again, so no skipping meals. Take a break from hour-long gym sessions. They truly don't help with stubborn weight since they further tax your adrenal glands. Enjoy walks in the fresh air and listen to Chapter 29, Let's Talk Exercise, in which we discuss the hazards of over-exercising and how to do it in a way that is kind to your hormones. While we absolutely do not want you to count the calories in your every bite, it isn't wise to fall off into the opposite extreme as you recover by indulging in all heavy-ass meals overflowing with cream, nuts, and cheese. Once you find your feet firmly in the very basics of the plan, give Chapter 11, Higher Learning, a listen. You'll want to learn how to juggle your fuels with a mix of light, heavy, and deep S meals, balancing those meals with E meals and fuel pulls. Whatever you do, don't nix your E meals. Damaged thyroids and adrenals need healthy carbs. This foundational precept of juggling is especially important for damaged metabolisms and skewed hormones. Deep S and light S meals will be kinder to you than heavy S meals, along with fuel pull desserts and snacks. Once you feel ready, also go through that part of the chapter that deals with fuel stacking. It may be something that you need to be more careful about than others do. It's not fair. We know. We feel for you, sister. We think about you often and are pulling for you. We are researching all we can to help with your stubborn situation. Check your hormones. Stubborn weight often means imbalanced hormones, it will be important to test your hormones. We suggest that you ask your doctor for a full blood panel and include the following: prolactin, insulin, thyroid, including TSH, free T3, and reverse T3. A full sex hormone panel may be important for perimenopausal women, including estradiol, testosterone, and progesterone. Postmenopausal women will automatically be low in all three of these sex hormones, but testing is still helpful if you find a doctor familiar with bioidentical hormone treatments who can help you naturally boost your sex hormone levels back to an optimum range. Prolactin. High levels of this hormone can go hand in hand with extremely stubborn weight loss or weight gain, no matter what eating style is adopted or how hard you try. High prolactin levels sometimes indicate a growth on the pituitary gland, which is usually a benign condition but needs to be dealt with under a doctor's supervision. These benign tumors are quite common, with an estimated 1 in 10 people being afflicted, but they can often be an undiagnosed reason for extremely stubborn weight. The normal levels for prolactin for a non-nursing woman are between 4 and 30. Most doctors will dismiss prolactin as a problem unless levels are above 100, but some reproductive endocrinologists like to see a prolactin level below 15, given that high prolactin will also negatively impact fertility. Nursing is another time of high prolactin levels. Prolactin is needed during this season in order to stimulate milk and suppress estrogen, which promotes regular fertility. While some women find that nursing promotes easier weight loss after giving birth, others appear to be sensitive to these high prolactin levels. Many find it frustratingly difficult to shed weight, sometimes even gaining despite their best efforts. The relationship of prolactin to stubborn weight loss during nursing is still rather untested, and it is not known whether women with this issue have excessively high prolactin during nursing or whether they are just more sensitive to the weight loss inhibiting aspects of this hormone. Hormone testing during nursing, especially while the body is not yet ovulating, is hit or miss, with too many variables. If you suspect you may have a pituitary tumor, which would have already manifested symptoms before nursing, you could talk to your doctor about the safety of a pituitary scan while nursing. There are some supplements and medications that may help bring down prolactin levels, but of course, none is appropriate during the season of nursing as they can dry up milk supply. What's a mama to do? There is a school of thought that the essential amino acid tryptophan can increase prolactin levels through raising serotonin, but studies conflict. Tryptophan has many benefits in the body and is found in foods such as muscle meats and many dairy products. It stands to reason, though, that those who struggle with the weight loss inhibiting aspects of prolactin might not want to overdo foods high in this amino acid. The ability of tryptophan to cross the brain barrier and give rise to prolactin only appears possible in studies through an insulin pathway, either in the presence of high carbs, which you won't be doing on THM, or through the anabolic mechanism of insulin in the form of whey protein. We are all so unique that while for most of us whey protein helps with weight loss, it might not be the perfect supplement for those